tennis about sliding, isn't it?
Yeah. That's a dream role for me. I just love my character, and I love that Tarzan made them young gods, so we can kind of have more fun with it, like we all did in our 20s or 30s, or we're having now. We're youthful, and if you're a god, might as well be at the peak, you know, of bodily, physical, mental. And I have a trident. The trident's pretty cool, especially with our battle scene to fight with. And I play Zeus's brother. So it's that brotherly love. I feel like I'm the fun uncle when Zeus is kind of making all the rules and not
you
so
break
fun.
Him.
I break them. But I can. The sea's my domain, and I can go for a swim. Everything that Tarzan does has to be unique in its own way. So the trident, the first trident we had was heavy. So I'm trying to fight with it, and I'm hitting myself and giving me bruises. That wasn't fun, but we found a great method, and the trident's definitely very unique.
So is there special trident training?
Staff training, yes.
Trident training.
Yeah, the staff training was fun, because I've done a lot of training. I love action movies, and I've been trained in a lot of mixed martial arts, but nothing with the staff, and we had really great trainers. You had chain, you had whip, you used the
chain
hammer.
Chain and whip and hammer training. Well, whip was great. Very, very loud, very noisy.
And you're experienced in that, right?
Yes, I use that. I have many at home.
That's Natalia. And who are you whipping with?
That's my son, Ares. Yeah, he's defied me too many times, and so he has to go. And I kill him.
In
he
your
dies.
Corner.
Yeah, he turns into a fossil. I mean, working. He's. I don't know if you've met him yet, but the guy has energy in full measure, and it never really goes below 100%. So when you come on set with him, you basically feel you either have to match it, or go away and have a word with yourself and come back and match it, because you feel that you're shortchanging him otherwise, because he's come with so much passion and, you know, he's developed such a beautiful world that we ended up working on, you know, that you want to just be able to, you just want to have integrity to what he's done. It's a blast, isn't it, working with him? And he's also a lovely guy. We hung out with him when he wasn't on set, and on his days off, we'd go up to the park, dancing around the drums, you know, it's great.
It's hard to find the right balance between playing gods as they are, these powerful beings, and also making them relatable in some way, and playing them as, for lack of a better word, human, frail vulnerabilities or emotions or that sort of thing. How do you find the balance between
them?
I think you, Luke had a great answer, and I'm going to steal some
of it. He's mine.
But, you know, I agree with him. Like, you don't look at them as gods. You make layers. I'm a brother. I'm kind of like an uncle. So for my character, I loved playing the uncle role. I have a funny uncle, and he's just who I go to when I'm in trouble and I can't talk to my mom. And he's just always there to give you advice, but to also make jokes with you. And he's just always been there for me. So that's what I kind of drew from. And you're kind of made into a god by the costume you're wearing, and by the cool attire, the cool weapons, and just being around the scenario that you're in.
I think the gods can be, they could easily be boring if you just think of them as a god. And the films we've seen with the gods playing, they've always been sort of, they sit in thrones with big beards. They don't do anything. They talk about stuff. They look in this pool that they can see a reflection of Earth, and then they go, well, we'll send someone down to deal with that, but we're not leaving. Whereas Tarzan wanted the gods to be prime physical specimens that went and did the action. They did the fighting. They could go down and be human looking and do all that stuff. And so that's what makes it interesting. And I think that's going on from what Helen said, is, you know, that's the bits you hang on to, so you make sure that they have human qualities and they're interesting.
What sets the action in this film apart from other action that you've done?
Again, we're gods, so we got to move fast. I mean, playing a vampire is great, but I think we even move faster than that.
You move faster than that, right?
Yeah, we do, but I mean, not on a godly manner. We're an undead, so on an undeadly manner. But I mean, that was my first time seeing it at the panel, everything we trained for. We shot that three different ways with having actors in it, with not having actors in it, and then having the stunt guys fighting us. And it was really great to see them overlap it. And then all the just choreography that we did with our staves and our weapons. And it was just brilliant to see it, especially in the world that Tarsem created.
Does what you saw look like what you imagined?
It looks way better. And I already had it like way up here. I can't fathom even having a dream as vivid as what Tarsem creates. Mm. It's spectacular. It really is.
Most of it wasn't shot. It was 3D ready. It's ready. They can adapt it to 3D. It was shot so it could be changed to 3D. It wasn't shot in 3D.
But he didn't make you guys do any extra.
Yes, he did.
He did.
For me, he did. Yeah.
What did he make you do?
There's a scene I don't even think it finished. It's even in the final cut. Where there was just a turn of my cloak that I turned into from the old man from John Hurt. I turned into myself, and that took like a day. Dude, literally a turn. Yeah, I don't know how. I mean, that's what you have to do sometimes in certain. If you want special effects or certain 3D effects, you know, it does take much longer.
Are you a fan of 3D movies? Do you go see 3D in theaters?
I'm not that bothered. I can. It doesn't. If a film's not in 3D, it doesn't mean I would never choose not to see it. To be honest, I've never seen Clash of the Titans in 3D. I've always seen it in 2D. It doesn't bother me that much. To me, it's about the story and it's about the film and about the director and about, you know, that's it, really. If it's in 3D, then fine. If it's not, I don't care. It's not a problem. It doesn't draw me to go and see a 3D film.
Do you have more swords and sandals films in you?
Yes. I'm just about to start a very, very big one. As you know, I think. Hopefully you know. Hobbit. No sandals, though. No sandals. No.
Barefoot.
We're in. I don't know what we're in, but I don't think there'll be any sandals.
So you haven't started working on it?
No, I go. I fly down next week. I start in a week's time. I'm there for a year.
It seems like he just keeps adding to that cast every week. We're getting a new name.
No more. No, that's it.
That's it.
That's it. I think me, Barry Humphries, and Angelina Lilly, and Benedict Cumberbatch are the final four. Everything else is cast. It's big. It's really big. It's not overwhelming to the point of like terrifying, you know. But it is quite a big thing. I'm just about to become part of a piece of cinematic history, whether I like it or not. You know, this is a big movie, and I'm working with a director that is probably one of the best directors around today, the most respected director in the world, and he. He's carrying these two movies, you know, and doing them, shooting them next straight after each other. You know, it's taken him 2 years to shoot. The whole thing is epic, and I'm going to be part of it. I'm really excited. I can't wait. I just got to finish this film now, and then I can go and sort it out. Be real, focus.
Killen knows about being part of a huge franchise. Do you have any advice for me?
What was that?
Nightmare on Elm Street. You know what, I don't know how you're going to do it. Twilight's been 3 months of work. I mean, the last movie was 7 months, so that was a little more difficult to do. But a year away, halfway around the world.
Yeah.
We can Skype. I'll let you Skype with me. You know. But it's fun.
Okay, you guys break yourself.
Great.
Yeah,
thanks. Thank you.
You don't want to do mine?
You want me to sign that one? It's for Kellen, right?
Yeah. Oh, that is me.
It's you, bro.
You want to see my signature?
Yeah.
Bang, look at that trident.
Look at that.
Thank you, guys.
See you guys.
Thanks, man.
See you. Thanks, man. See my little camera connects with me.